The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Dooby-dooby-doo. Woo-woo-woo. Wow-wow-woo. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Bottle Rock is back. Bottle Rock Napa Valley presented by Jam Cellars. The first taste of summer. Delicious. It returns this May 23rd through May 25th. And now we've got your chance to win a pair of three-day festival passes to Bottle Rock. All you have to do is text the word Valley, V-A-L-L-E-Y, as in Napa Valley. Valley is this hour's code word. Text it to 20357. That's Valley to 20357. Headliners, Green Day, Justin Timberlake, Noah Kahan, Benson Boone. There are a million people playing. Vinny went through the whole list this morning. It was amazing.
I'm going to see Green Day.
Whatever night they're playing.
Whatever night they're playing, that's what night I'm going.
Oh, my God. That's oh, my God. This hour's code word is Valley. We're doing this three times a day. So there'll be another chance for you. You get another code word at about 12:05, and then Janie's got one for you at 5:05 this afternoon. So make sure you're here for this. You want to win these three-day passes. This is just, it's incredible. And you can go to RadioAlice.com, see the whole lineup and all the information about it. It's amazing.
Nice lady is in the building and working on her show as we speak, too.
Well, she is. Jane. That is a person who puts in some hours.
Jane Nice Lady.
Jane Nice Lady. Is that her last name?
No.
I've never known her last name.
Is it
Jane? Oh, at Pix. I did know her last name. Jane Pix. No, it's Pix at.
I forget. It's something.
At Jane Pix.
It's. Pix.
Okay,
that's the last name.
That's
it. Pix. It doesn't matter what her last name is. How many Janes
spelled that way? On Instagram, it's Jane Pix.
Yeah, there
Jane
you go.
Pix. Jane Pix.
And,
yeah.
And she's a nice lady.
Pix. Yeah. Anyway, Bottle Rock's back, you guys. So
I'm going to be there. I'll see you there for Green Day, everyone.
Meet you there. Oh, my God. That'll be great. And you went, your first time was last year?
Well, we've been up there to work a bunch of times, and
not
I remember
at the actual show.
Even before I had kids, I was rushing home to go deal with my dog who had to go to the bathroom.
Gotta whiz it up.
Like I would leave and then be gone for. So it was just always a thing. We went last year and had the best time.
It's such a good venue. It's interesting and fun and like weird walkways and cool things set up. It's great.
And you know we're far enough out of the pandemic now that we all feel like life is normalized, even though if you go to a grocery store, you're all, why you got a mask on? What are you doing? What don't I know? Huh.
Yeah, did you get some memo I didn't get?
I'm worried.
By the way, just to remind people, text the word Valley to 20357. Don't text it to the normal text line where
you text it to our regular number you have not entered.
Right.
Do you get a bounce back when you text Valley to 20357?
No, you don't.
Right
it takes it as just a regular text. You know, it doesn't know.
It doesn't bounce you, but does it bounce you back like you have entered? Do you get a confirmation that you entered?
I do not know that.
Can somebody text? You know what? Don't text it because if God forbid one of us won. Could somebody please text us and let us know if it bounces back and you get some kind of message? 800-400-3697 is our other number. That's all other business. But for contest, it's 20357. I know it's confusing. It's a lot. It's a Monday. You know what, though? You've got this. It's fine. Okay. Somewhere around here, I wrote a game about... Here it is. Okay. Phew. I'm like, oh, my God. I lost my little game. It's time to play a mini game.
All right.
Just ding. Just a little ding.
You need music?
No, it's okay. It's just a mini game.
Oh, okay.
At the Golden, but you're both playing.
Okay.
At the Golden Globes red carpet, week and a half ago. Those were like not this weekend, but last weekend. Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails. You know, he's the guy. He's moved into like movie soundtracking now and everything, but he's like
big weirdo
alternative dude, right? Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails caught an interviewer off guard. He's getting asked some questions. He's on the red carpet going in. And the guy asks him, what song is your song of the year? What's your song of the year? Now, you guys can take a guess, but I do have some choices for you here.
Okay.
So no guesses.
No,
okay,
go ahead. Great. Why Fantastic. Would we skip All the right. choices?
Well, you might want to yell something out. All right. Sabrina Carpenter, Espresso. Dua Lipa, I'm Levitating. Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars, Die With a Smile. Or Billie Eilish, Birds of a Feather.
You know, the automatic answer is you go to Billie Eilish. She seems to have
a cool factor,
a sensibility similar to his. Mm-hmm. So I'll say that.
My first instinct when you first said it was Espresso.
That is correct. It is Sabrina Carpenter's Espresso.
Wow. Okay.
I know. Maddie, oh, yes, Maddie. Maddie. It's only a mini game, Maddie.
Yep. People are saying, yes, you do get a bounce back, a message back. Okay. Yes, we get confirmation. Yes.
Okay. So if you don't get that, you've texted it to the wrong place.
Right.
Last summer, I remember this. I thought this was the cutest thing. Trent Reznor had said that he had a stance that pop music sucks generally. That was the quote.
Mm-hmm.
Sucks generally. But he changed his mind. He said he was tearing up listening to his daughter singing Dua Lipa's Levitating. And he said, it really reminded me of the art of writing a well-crafted song. He said that he loves that Dua Lipa song. He said it's a really well-done piece of music.
Pop music is the gateway drug.
Mm-hmm.
It like gets you into music. There's no question. And that is, and where you go from there, you could never leave pop music, or it could lead you to death metal. You never know where you're going to go with it. But
right.
as you get exposed to new and exciting things, there's no question that you go, I would never have, but now I appreciate this.
Yep.
Suddenly I get it. Or maybe you never do.
He sees it through somebody else's eyes, hears it through somebody else's ears, and says, I can really appreciate that. I love it. I love that story. And I saw this morning. I'm like, of course he picked Sabrina Carpenter as his number one song of the year. The question was, Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails was asked, what is your song of the year? And he responded, it's Espresso.
Yeah, I think.
And that is a song that gets stuck.
All of them are. I think pop music is as good as it's ever been, if not better. Like, really. It has every trick in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Die With a Smile on My Face or whatever it's called.
Feels like a song I've known my whole life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that's the beauty of it. I have friends I've talked to about writing music. My friend James, who's written a hit song. And he's like, that's kind of how people build songs is that this riff came from that and this riff. And if I can put it all together without it sounding too derivative,
right.
I just scored. And right. that's kind of how it works. You've got all your, what do you call them, influences.
Right.
You just got to mask them a little.
You know, this is a total side piece here.
Okay.
John and I were, we have like a...
John!
We have not a band. It's not a band. It's just like a jam group. And it includes the DiNardo brothers. As you know, our old boss, the guy who hired us here, Steve DiNardo, plays bass and his brother plays drums. So we have a very short set list. We're going to try and do a few songs every time we get together. And like everyone will have worked on them this week. And so as we're going through some of that, John's looking, he's like, oh, I'm going to play keyboard on that one song. So he starts playing on the keyboard. And the sound comes out, and I'm like, oh my God, that sounds like Sweet Dreams. Yeah, dun 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 dun. And he starts playing it, and all of a sudden it was like, oh my God, that's Poker Face. And I thought, just what you said, this little riff comes from here, that one comes from there. And it was like the same sound, and the whole, it is funny.
The best people can, and this is actually, I wish I had the quote right out of my friend James's mouth. He was just here visiting, but he said something like, it needs to be a new song that kind of sounds like something you've loved before.
Yes.
And I can't get the quote.
Flavor of that delicious thing.
But that's what he was saying. That's what you're going. Why? Who's wrong?
That was me. I hit the wrong button. Oh. I beg your pardon.
Anyway, that's, you know, what some of these artists are going for.
I've been totally thrown. I don't even know how that happened. Okay, anyway, back to this. I was done with it. The Trent Reznor thing is over, and pop music, the gateway drug
mm-hmm.
to the music of your life. Here's something that will kill a few hours at work for you if you're a huge music fan. We're not going down this. We'll go a little way, just a little ways. But Rolling Stone has decided on what the 250 greatest albums of the 21st century so far are. So this is absolutely an opinion piece. They ranked them the 250 greatest albums of the 21st century. I put it up at the Sarah Mini Facebook page. As I read through it, I thought, this is interesting. It's absolutely arguable. Do you want to take a guess? What is, of the last 25 years, what did they crown as that's the biggest, the greatest album of the 21st century so far?
The greatest album. That's weird.
I know.
Because
that's the thing. Nothing's albums, right?
Yeah, people don't think in that.
Miley Cyrus bangers.
It's not Miley Cyrus bangers.
Taylor Swift, Red.
Her top album is Folklore, and it's at number 5.
Mm.
Which I don't even, what are the songs on Folklore that we play? That's another thing. I don't know what song is on what album anymore, because that's not how I consume music anymore.
Right.
It's just such a, it's changed so much. All right, I'm going to start at number 10 and count it up. At number 10, and there, listen, it actually is a really fun list. Number 13 is The Idler Wheel is Wiser Than the Driver of the Screw, and Whipping Cords Will Serve You More Than Ropes Will
Fiona
Ever
Apple?
Do. Fiona Apple is their number 13.
I
on
love
this
Fiona
list.
Apple.
Me too. So at number 12 is The Blueprint, Jay-Z. Number 11, D'Angelo, Voodoo.
Hmm. Okay.
Number 10 is The Strokes, Is This It? Bad Bunny at number 9, Un Verano Sin Ti. Kanye West, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy is number 8. SZA, SOS, number 7.
Wow, SZA.
Yeah.
Huh?
It's number 7, according to Rolling Stone. Their opinion is that it's the 7th best album of the new century. Good Kid, Mad City, Kendrick Lamar, number 6. Mm. Folklore, Taylor Swift, number 5.
Folklore, big hit is Cardigan.
Oh, that's a good song. Huh. That one doesn't have as many hits on it, though, as some of these other ones, but that's okay. They love that one. Outkast, Stankonia. That's number 4. The 4th best album, according to Rolling Stones. Frank Ocean, Blonde at number 3. Radiohead, Kid A.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And Beyonce, Lemonade is the number 1 album, according to Rolling Stone. Now, this is a deep dive. You can go look for your favorite. This is, you love music? I'm giving you an hour of fun today. I got sucked in. I was scrolling down and looking and peeking around and looking under, picking up the rug and looking under. It's fun. It's a good one.
When you mentioned Nine Inch Nails and Trent Reznor, someone wrote in and said, you have got to look at his wife.
Oh,
wow. And he's got cute kids too. But I did look up his wife and was like, whoa.
What's the deal?
Well, check her out. Her name is Mara Queen. She is Filipino-American, and she is smoking hot. She's also a singer and has done multiple different bands, including one she's doing with her husband called How to Destroy Angels.
Oh. Is that
something
people
any of
need
that.
To know? Or?
I don't know.
Yeah, she's lovely.
Mara Queen.
And they have some cute kids together,
Reznor.
Too? Mara Queen Reznor. Mrs. Reznor, you can call me Mara Queen. It's fine. I'm not going to crack another one here. I'm basically out of time. What do you got coming up in the news?
Well, let's see what I have for you.
Okay.
Oh, I never got to that holiday decor story and more after these. Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
Amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Now. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page for all the info, photos, and trailers for the things that we talked about today.
It's still 2:37, Sarah.
It's really screwing me up. I keep looking over there and not knowing. It just like throws me off. It's so dumb. It's just a clock. Like there's 12 clocks in here. Why is that the one that matters?
It's the one we both seem to look to.
Right. And you've got one right above my head right here. Like, I can't believe it.
That's the clearest.
I know. We go right there.
Mm. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by 5K a Day.
Oh,
Alice and Odyssey have your chance to win 5K a Day. All you need to do is download the free Odyssey app now. Log in and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour to get your daily entry for your chance to be a winner of $5,000.
Oh, so good.
Someone will win $5,000 every single day. Why don't you get in the running by getting the free Odyssey app and listening?
That's all it takes.
And make sure you check your email. That's how you get informed. So if you use like a fake email,
yep,
it's not gonna, you're not gonna find out if you won.
Right. That is a big part of it. You know, I get it. Everyone's trying to protect their main email and not get junk mail, blah, blah, blah. But if you do that, and that's how you sign up to listen to our station, you have to check because you're automatically entered for so many contests.
Listeners wanted.
Listeners wanted. And do it on the Odyssey app.
Beautiful out, sunny. Highs in the 60s today. There should be, unfortunately, a return to some of those wind conditions we've been dealing with, which the firefighters over the weekend down south were trying to get as much accomplished as they could before the winds kick back up.
Yeah.
So there's that. Tonight, Minnesota Vikings play the Los Angeles Rams in Arizona, 5 p.m. game time.
Bum, 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 bum.
When you asked me what I was doing during the break, last night at dinner,
yeah,
my youngest goes, I like the APT song. And then one of them goes, what does APT stand for? And I honestly went, well, it stands for apartment because we have one of those and that's in the address of our apartment.
Apartment number.
Yeah. But I don't know. I haven't. And then they played the song on our little thing and I went, oh, that is catchy, isn't it? And then I heard it on one of our ads that's running and I went, oh, I wonder, what is that? It's Bruno Mars.
So
and a K-pop singer. I think her name's Rosé.
Rosé.
Yeah, I got it right here.
And it's actually a Korean word, apatite.
Oh,
and
really?
But it means apartment, yeah.
Mm.
Oh, but it does mean apartment.
Yeah, but if you watch the video when they put up they put it up in Korean.
Oh.
So when I was first listened to the song, I was like, okay, well, let me make sure that doesn't mean,
right?
You know
exactly
anything. But right. Yeah, that's it.
I don't know. I'll have to ask, especially if either one of you wants to follow up on this. But a friend of mine who came through town recently, his daughter, who's I think 16, loves K-pop, and there's apparently some K-pop thing here in the city.
Oh, that happens here?
Like, I don't know. I think it's like a
fan club?
A swag type store or like, I don't know. But he said, yeah, we had to keep taking her over there. And I went, oh, okay, that's weird. But then.
Strange hello or a sarang hello. Sorry, it's S-A-R-A-N-G hello. It's all one word.
Sarang hello.
Yeah. And what do they sell there?
All kinds of K-pop stuff.
All the memorabilia.
Albums, yeah. Memorabilia, all
so
that
stuff.
So it's
like all the different K-pop acts and merchandise and albums that go with that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Big with the teen set, apparently.
Mm.
She loved it. They went twice.
People do love them some K-pop. There's no question.
Yep.
I don't, and I have gotten sucked into a K-pop video or two. There's this one girl and she had like long pink hair and like cool outfit on and all these boy dancers around her. I don't know what the name of the band is. I was like, oh.
Well, Rosé is.
I think we're all dancing to it.
Top of the heap right now.
Maybe it was Rosé.
Apatapate. Whatever. How about Fast Act?
I love a Fast Act, Vinny. You know that. You don't even have to ask.
Fast.
The modern Oval Office was created in 1934. It was designed so that President Franklin D. Roosevelt, who used a wheelchair, could move easily between the office and the residence.
Oh, well,
the word turquoise is based on the word Turkish because it described the color of the Mediterranean Sea off the coast of southern Turkey.
Wow.
So not Arizona.
Yeah, sorry about it, Sedona.
Mort Walker, the guy who created Beetle Bailey and High and Lois. Those are comic strips. I know many
kids,
of you
are.
It's over my head. I don't even know. I remember Beetle Bailey. I don't remember.
High and Lois is still out there. I think.
Well, where though? I mean, it's not still out there. Nobody gets a newspaper.
Sunday newspaper.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Oh.
He came up with the idea for using random symbols like exclamation points and hashtags to represent swear words in cartoons.
That's the guy who came up with it?
And the official term for it is Growlix.
How funny.
He invented Mort Walker.
Good job. I love that. I'm always like, what's the best combo? What's the combo for the F word? What's the combo for, you know, the mother-father word? That one, you know, that's a longer one. You got to make sure that you got to get that across.
We're coming up on your end date real fast, everyone. According to a new survey, the date when holiday decorations need to be taken down is January 16th. That's this Thursday.
Why is it set in stone like that? You mean on the outside of your house? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. You can keep your Christmas tree as long as you want.
That's based on an average among people who believe there should be a deadline.
Mm.
45% of people say there shouldn't be a specific decoration down date at all. In fact, some people are happy to see the lights and decorations stay up long into the new year, if not all year.
Mm.
I think in neighborhoods, you tend to get people who are just pissed off. All the time.
Right. They're on next door yelling about everything.
Whatever.
Right.
Whatever it is. You see that kid zoom by on that e-bike?
Well, that is annoying. You have to admit.
No. Mm. I think they're having the times of their life.
Right. Right up until they smash into your car.
Okay. You know.
Or didn't one kid take out your fence on his e-bike?
Took out our fence.
I'm just saying.
And then we had to get it fixed. And then they ghosted us. How's that coffee?
That's so good. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I mean, I get you wanted me to have some kind of response. I'm like, oh, crap. I'm in my mid-sip.
No, there is no response to that. There's nothing we can do. Mm. 45% of people, though, say there shouldn't be a specific decorations down date, right. But many also say this Thursday. I do kind of think, you know, the beauty of that is it's short-lived. As much as you want to extend it, it's that,
right.
It's that like from October to December, you're in it.
Go do it all. Right.
And then, you know what's next? Tax season.
Yeah.
Crunch. You feel that?
I do.
Yeah.
I very, very much do. Yeah, it feels lazy. Sorry about it, but you're lazy. Get your stuff down and put up in your attic. Knock it off.
This story is from the Daily Mail.
It's a British tabloid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wealthy wife, unhappy life. Men are sadder when their wives earn more than they do.
Really?
And so they mentioned Taylor Swift, Nicole Kidman, both make more than their partners do.
Mm.
Really? Keith Urban makes less than, I mean, Nicole Kidman does work a lot.
She doesn't. I think she has a production company. Isn't she a part? Don't she and Reese Witherspoon have a partnership thing? I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe
either.
I'm crazy.
Anyway, in their study, they analyzed the incomes and mm-hmm. mental health of heterosexual couples in Sweden, found that women becoming the breadwinner resulted in a higher risk of mental health issues for both members of the couple.
Oh.
But especially for the husbands.
It can be hard. John gets kind of bummed sometimes because people will make like a comment or something. And I just feel like, but he goes with it because he knows everyone's just jealous that he doesn't have to work. He doesn't have to work the traditional way because that guy does work. He raised our kids. That's a hard job. I could not have done it. And we flipped houses. That guy always has a job going on out back. And if he doesn't, I'm going to find something for him to do. So putting up with me, part of the job. I don't know. I feel like it's definitely because it's not traditional. And because men have the fragilest egos.
Well, yeah, I don't know. It wouldn't bother me at all. I would love to. In fact, there will be a point because I will definitely be retiring before my wife.
Right.
And she will be the one that's still bringing in money and we will be on her insurance and I will be driving the kids to their next practice or whatever.
Yeah, your kids are going to be gone by the time you retire.
Is that right?
I don't know. Well, how
I don't
you,
know about that.
What do you have a date in mind to retire?
Well,
that you're aiming for.
I would love to continue. You know, you may have followed the radio industry and its issues. I actually would love to work to 65. Mm-hmm. I would love to.
So you say 65.
Yeah, I would love to.
You 57 right now?
I'm 55 right now, punk.
You might be 56.
No, I'm not.
You're about to be 56.
No,
I get it. April.
Don't add years to me.
April, you'll be 56.
Don't you dare. Anyway,
so you got another 9 years.
I would love to do 9 or 10 more years.
By then, your kids are basically good. Isla will be out. She'll already be in college.
Here's the trip. Despite wanting to, the jobs may not be there.
Right.
You know, and I know that everyone goes, oh, you should just do a podcast. That'll go great.
Where's all the money in that?
There's not.
Right. Unless you can get a sweetheart deal like they give. Listen, Spotify, Megan, the money you gave to her, give it to us. We'll take $100 million. Are you kidding me? We'll do a podcast every day.
Long ones.
Well, how long do you want it to be? 6 hours? We'll do it.
Okay.
Meghan Markle money. Jesus, they threw money at her.
And then she didn't
do it.
Right. A TikToker has explained how to win rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
So we're going to play right now.
Okay.
You want to all three play?
Sure. Come on in, Maddie.
All right.
Let's play.
He can play from right there.
Oh, I'm very good at this, by the way. I have a winning streak that goes back years.
Okay.
I just ruined it.
Yeah, you did, because you said it out loud. It's like saying it's a no-hitter in the middle of a no-hitter.
Okay, so it's 1, 2, 3,
shoot.
Throw.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
One, two, three, go.
Vinny lost.
You're out, Vinny.
This guy says you never start with paper. You always start with rock. Did you both read that?
No. But it is true. It's actually, look, there is no way to do this because sometimes I'll start with scissors because I'm like, nobody ever really starts with rock. They always start with paper. And then somebody starts with rock. And this time I'm like, Vinny's definitely starting with rock.
Whoa.
I'm going to do it. And by the way, I think you're only supposed to do it a two-way thing. Or does someone get... Because otherwise, everyone can get
either
murdered.
Either way, I just lost hard based on this guy's advice, which is you always start with rock and you never start with paper.
All right, you ready? Me and you, we're gonna. So he's out.
Okay, ready?
Ready, yeah.
Oh,
sorry.
1, 2, 3, shoot.
1, 2, 3.
Oh!
I got you.
She got me.
Yeah. With a rock.
With a rock.
With a rock.
Because I just done scissors and he saw it and I'm like, he's going to go paper because he thinks I'm going to go. Oh, no. He's going to go scissors. He thinks I'm going to go paper. Yeah. Whatever. Who cares?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of things that you guys had to say.
Monday!
415 at Vinny. How's Christina doing after her nose surgery? Sleeping better? She's so happy with
Tell me everything. What's
There's
going on
There's not everything
with this?
To tell. She had her nose surgery. She's someone who had...
deviated septum.
Yes. So she had to get this surgery. There's a couple things she's bummed about with it, but she's waiting to see if they... even out because they put some like what do they call stents in your nose. She's got like bumps where it was and the doctor said those will mellow out, but right now it's all she sees. So if you know
so when she looks in the mirror she can see bumps on either side.
Two little bumps on either side of her nose,
but
her nose was crooked before and I never even really paid any attention to
it.
Now
it's all straight
and now I look at her and I'm like, you look different.
Wow.
Not bad. Not good.
Did she break her nose or just that's the way she grew?
It's just the way it was.
Mm.
Just the way it was.
But
anyway,
she's sleeping way better.
She breathes better. She sleeps better. It worked for her.
Awesome.
So if you're someone who has trouble, she did the sleep study.
Yeah.
Which I only she could go to that and like walk in the room. They put you on all this stuff and then you're supposed to fall asleep.
Right.
I'd be like, you guys. Never mind. I'll never sleep under these circumstances.
You've got me wrapped up in spaghetti and tape.
It's not going to happen. Doing it. You're going to end up putting me back on the bottle because that's the only way I'm falling asleep in this scenario.
Oh, my God. We can't have that.
You're going to lay there like that and just be all,
Can you not turn over? Like, they don't leave enough room for you to, like, lie on your side?
It's a whole thing, though.
Isn't that what you'd want to? You'd want to be able to sleep normally so that they would see how you sleep.
You're wired.
Yeah. Well,
the end.
Hurrah.
I wouldn't be able to.
Right. I agree.
I have a neighbor that decorates monthly. It's cute.
Oh, like for like
each
Easter's
thing?
Coming up, St. Patrick's Day maybe.
You know, the storage for the Christmas and Halloween stuff has taken up our garage and our rafters.
Well, you're keeping up with the Joneses over there on your street. Like your street is known.
Mm-hmm. Vinny, my 4-year-old is obsessed with APT. Emily Sonoma listening on the app.
Oh.
It must be a kid. Mike.
No, keep it here on Alice. We play it all the time.
Loves it. Can I play it again? We're like,
hot rotation.
Ahead.
I don't know what all these different.
Yes, you do. You used to be a music director.
Yeah, these are all labeled. This is, I think it's under new. I think it might be under new.
Didn't you used to do all that?
I did.
Yeah.
Rose and Bruno Mars.
By the way, I was corrected. It does mean apartment, but it's a drinking game actually in Korea too.
Oh, well, of course it is. What fun. Anyway, you'll hear it on Alice. Just keep it here all day.
How about a game?
Anyway? How's about a game? Let's do it. Can you play the game music for me? Because today we're going to play, how's that guy? How old is that guy? It's going to be Maddie versus El Campeón del Pueblo. Hey, I think you each won a game today.
Yeah.
Didn't we hear the Maddie's on the show and your thing?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know what? Maddie, you got to go first. I'll give you the first opportunity to scuzz bucket somebody.
Okay.
How old is Natalia Dyer? That's Nancy Wheeler on Stranger Things. How old is Nancy Wheeler, that character, on Stranger Things?
24.
24, all right. What do you think, Ben?
25.
She is 30 years old. That yep. is a point wow. for El Campeón.
Mm.
How old is... Ben, you got to go first on this one.
Okay.
How old is Liam Hemsworth? He's the younger brother. I think there might even be one more who's even younger than him. Liam's the one who was married to Miley Cyrus.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Younger brother of Chris. Liam was Gale in The Hunger Games.
I'm going to say 35, Bob.
35 years old.
36, Bob.
He is exactly 35, and that's 2 points for Vinny.
Oh, my God.
Exactly 35. All right. How old is Maddie? You have to go first.
Thinking I cheated, aren't you? I didn't cheat, but no, it's hard
no,
to get
no.
Those
I'm not
right
thinking,
on the
I never
spot.
Think
it feels
gosh.
Like he cheated, so he's defending himself.
I mean, come on, I got it right on the spot.
On the nose.
You are the people. Shame
okay.
You.
How old is William Hung? Remember this guy from early days of Idol? Idol reject probably has more money than all of us put together with his, you know, shebop.
He's funny. He got into podcasting and I've met him a few times at conferences. He's a hoot.
How old is he?
He's got to be like 36.
36.
Does he have like the 9,043 ranked podcast? Like, there's just no
I have
way,
no
right?
I don't I, it's not one it's it, that I would
he's just doing it for his own fun
is she
well
is
no
he the one
I think
like,
he still needs money
shebang,
man
shebang shebang you know? Guys like local guy
yeah
shebang
yeah.
shebang all right
okay
I said
so 30, he's at 36
I'm gonna say 37 for sure he's over that
I would have said 55 like this dude was you know looked like a full-grown dude when that show came out 20 plus years
right.
ago he is 42. And Vinny gets the point for that.
Mm.
You're just getting buried.
I'm getting buried today.
All right. Well, you know, all it would take is a couple right on the nose, my friend. Right. Let's see. It looks like Vinny goes first on this one. Orlando Bloom. How old is Orlando Bloom, Vinny?
And that's a guy who made those Lord of the Rings movies and went, I'm going to just hang with my hot wife and not do anything else for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say he's... 45, Bob.
All right. What do you think, Maddie?
44, Bob.
He is 48, and that's another point for Vinny. Actually, at this point, I don't think it's winnable. I think that Vinny, by a score now of 5-2-0, he is our campeón.
El campeón del pueblo.
Thanks for the kisses.
I just like to let the kisses happen. Goodbye. Be sure and listen all day. And this afternoon, you got Jane. You got middle of the day, 12:05 and 5:05. We've got your tickets for Bottle Rock. It's been announced. Go to RadioAlice.com for all the info. Keep it here on Alice all day. We'll see you back here on Tuesday.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.